When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Questions, advice needed from John Jansen, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. I've got questions. Heather, there's one
that
was...
Yeah, we got a late submission just came in. I'm going to read this one first, and then we'll get to the other ones. This one says, Dear John, me and my husband have been married for about 1.5 years. I've always been a big hockey fan, so we got a Red Wings ticket package this season. I adore that my husband would make a commitment like this, especially since he has to get up really early for his job games. Well, he sent a bit of a red flag yesterday. He told me that he was going to go to the Tigers game and then would be joining me at the Wings game afterward. He's making me get an Uber on top of that. He made this commitment, then he backs out on the first game. I feel hurt and rattled. Am I being overly sensitive? Signed, cat owner in Royal Oak.
Yeah, I think the first red flag would have been cat owner. this sorry SOB is going to let you... I mean, the honeymoon at 1.5 years is still on, right?
It should be.
And you are going to allow your new bride to go all the way down to the big city of Detroit, which she's more than capable of doing. And you're just going to send her on her own and say, I'll find you when I'm good and ready.
Sit there by herself.
Yeah, sit there alone.
Open seat next
to her. Yeah.
I wonder
how long that seat's going to be open.
Ooh.
You know what an open seat means?
I know it's not me because I've been married for over 3 years.
Sounds like an invitation.
But this person, this hypothetical person, there's no issues here.
Of course. No issues there. You're a cat guy.
I wonder if the red flag is a Red Wings car flag.
It could be. I mean, there's a number of red flags. It could be a Red Wings car flag, cat owner. And now 1.5 years in, she's looking at it going, is this the rest of my life? Is this really what I have to look forward to?
They could go to the Tigers game together. Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with one going to the Wings game and the other meeting them
They should
afterwards.
Do both together, yeah. I think.
I would agree. That would be the optimum situation.
Fun.
But we all know that happy wife, happy life. And
it's true. That's very true.
Sounds like she might not be happy.
The next one says, Alex the trainer. Dear John, my husband of 5 years has really let himself go. I know that sounds bad, but I love him just the same. Recently, he's been more motivated. He's been starting to go to the gym 3 times a week, and I'm proud of him. He's even started seeing a professional trainer named Alex to get better results. Much better mood. It's led to a nice rekindling of our love life. It's all good. Here's where I feel betrayed. We went to Starbucks together and ran into Alex, or as her cup said, Lexi.
Oh.
My husband was uncomfortable when she came over and introduced herself as Alexis. Is my husband cheating on me? Why is he lying to me?
If you're reaping all the benefits of a better love life, better looking husband... he probably at some point was like, I need to tell her that Alex is actually a chick. Does it say in there how hot she was?
Oh, John!
What?
How hot? Because if she's an ugly trainer, then you have less to worry about. Right? I mean, I'm not the only dude thinking that, right?
It might depend on her age, too. I mean, is she like 65 and they're 28? Could play into it as well. But why would
says
he?
The one who thought Martha Stewart was hot
she
on the cover
hot.
Of the Sports
She is hot. She's 80 years old. Right, she has a smoke show. She looks amazing.
If she shows up and finds out Alex is a.k.a. Martha Stewart.
But it doesn't. I mean, a 28-year-old is not going to try to hook up with Martha Stewart, right? But she can still look hot. She looks great.
I don't know. There's those out there.
There are. I wonder why he chose to lie in the first place.
Right.
That's the biggest problem. Do I think he's cheating? Probably not.
No, probably not. No, he was probably, it was a little bit embarrassed that he didn't say something sooner, but.
And then you get to the point where it goes on so long, how do you say anything? Or do you just let it? I mean, clearly she thought it was a man.
Oh, you got to say something right away.
Oh, yeah.
And say, wow, I didn't know she was a woman. Like all of the guilt then comes out of. The way that you could put guilt on your significant other that women can do without actually saying it.
So I don't think
wow,
her husband.
She's pretty. Wow. I didn't know Alex was a girl.
Alexis, huh?
Uh-huh.
One of those.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's cheating because why would she come up to them if she was.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Isn't that kind of a giveaway? Why would Alexis come up to them if she was cheating?
Oh, maybe she likes living on the edge.
She maybe it's a thrill for her.
Spice things up a little bit more.
Boy. He should have told her right away.
Right away.
Yeah. My trainer is Alexis.
Just, her name's Alex. If, whatever. Just, yeah.
Her name is. Yes, so there's just, no yeah. like secrets.
Do.
Don't keep secrets.
Yeah.
This next one, Heather.
Yes. Creepy neighbor. Dear John, let me start by saying I enjoy Halloween as much as the next person. We put out the spider webs and skeletons in our yard and always have a bunch of candy for trick-or-treaters. My issue is with my neighbor who has taken the decorations too far. Instead of the usual, you know, ghosts and goblins, he has bloody doll parts hanging from the trees, like things like ears, fingers, you know. And there's also a really morbid murder scene with a body draped off the porch covered in blood. A half-dug grave. Is it too far? I tried to say something to him, and his response was, "It's Halloween, bro. What do I do?"
Well, first of all, your clue is he dropped a bro. It's Halloween, bro. Okay. I don't have a problem with it. Everybody can celebrate their holidays how they want. If you have young kids, and you're the neighbor of somebody that has young kids, I might take that into consideration as being a good neighbor, not having the exploding doll parts. In the tree, but I mean, it's holiday. It's your property. Do what the hell you want with it.
I have no issue with it either. My issue would be how long are those doll parts hanging? Because I don't like when Halloween decorations stay up for
past
too long.
Halloween.
Or Christmas decorations or any holiday decor. It needs, like, there's one house in particular I'm thinking of that has those gigantic skeletons.
Yeah.
And they keep them up almost all year, but they just decorate them for different seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one in Plymouth
insane.
That's had one a big giant skeleton up for a while, but it has a Hutch jersey on it.
Yes.
I think it's cool.
Yes, they put like a Lions jersey on it, and then they'll do like Christmas decorations on it, a Santa hat. And like, I don't like that. That would bother me.
It seems weird. Yeah. Although they have Jack Skellington, it's a Christmas movie.
Sure. It's not my neighbor, but there is someone in our neighborhood that does have the doll parts.
Oh,
that
really?
That is partially inspired by a true story.
Wow.
It's not my neighbor. I'm not going to say anything, but it is like a little much.
Like, does it look cool, though?
No, like, it looks like weird.
Or
creepy.
Does it look like...
Oh, sure.
It's supposed to look creepy, Halloween's or does it look kind of anyway.
Like Halloween creepy, just like uncomfortable.
Just looks, okay.
Yeah, like, why are you doing
Do you
this?
Know the people that live there? Like, have you met them?
No. Again, it's not on my street.
Oh.
But it's I've seen it in the general area.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Quitting my job. Dear John, I just started a new job last week and I have a ton of regret. People have told me I'd be a natural at sales because I'm an extrovert. I love talking to people. I've started a job with an insurance company in a sales role and I'm not happy at all. We have to track our own metrics, use these apps, jump through hoops. On top of it, selling's tough. I don't like the customers. I feel slimy. I don't feel a connection. I want to know, can I just leave right now? Do I even need to give 2 weeks? I've only been on the job 6 days.
I would still give my 2 weeks. I mean, you got to go through the right process. You went through the process to get hired, and you find out if the job's not a fit for you, that's fine. It's not always you get into jobs that you don't particularly like. Now, I would also say you need to have one that you're going to. Maybe you stay in this one until you have another one lined up, and then you put in your 2 weeks and you say thank you for the opportunity. You always want to leave on a good note. You never know when you're going to run into somebody else again. Maybe they're a boss at a new job, and it's there's going to be references. There's going to, hey, they're going to call your last couple of employers. And if it didn't work out and you just didn't show up and left, it's not, that's not the phone call you want the new boss to make.
Well, you're probably not listing this on your resume if you're only there 6 days or a couple weeks.
No, because you're probably not going for another sales job either. Like,
no, right. but you're, the style of employee that you are is, it builds character.
I agree with you. 100% you have to put in 2 weeks. Yes. That's just what you do. That's a proper thing to do to give your employer enough time to find somebody to replace you. You just took the job. Yeah, you got to give 2 weeks.
Have to give the week. And you, John's other point. Have something lined up too. I mean, don't put yourself in a spot where you can't pay your bills.
Yeah. Sometimes you're finding a new job that you actually like or that actually pays the bills. It's not an easy thing to do.
That's Dear John. You can send your questions in. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.